most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Senator Kimpson out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Thank you for having me.
Doug Wright.
We need to work together and put aside these petty differences and move forward as a state.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's a real problem that Muslims must confront without excuse. Muslim leaders here and around the globe have to continue working with us to decisively and unequivocally reject the hateful ideology that groups like ISIL and Al-Qaeda promote.
I'm very pleased this morning to introduce you to Imam Mohammed Mehtar of the Khadija Mosque and the Islamic Society of Greater Salt Lake. And in light of what the president had to say last night, I thought it would be a good conversation to have this morning. And Imam Mehtar, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL.
Thank you very much for having me as well. It's a pleasure to always talk with you. I agree with our president, President Obama. He is 100% right. We should not support such individuals. We should stand against them, regardless of who they may be. A wrong is a wrong, and it can never be put right. And that is the view that Muslims hold. That's the view that I hold. That's the view that our community holds as well. That evil people like this must be stopped. Anyone taking part in any type of violence should be stopped. Violence is wrong under every condition.
In your opinion, sir, has the Islamic community, the good, solid American citizenry that are Muslims, has there been enough outrage? Has there been enough standing up? Has there been enough taking on these types of things with a loud and a rational voice?
Muslims have always stood against violence. Approximately, in the United States, we have 12 million Muslims. And statistically, we, unfortunately enough, we take part in less crime, less violence, less evil. And that has been proven. And wherever Muslims go, especially in Western countries, generally, they try to do, the majority of them try to do the best they can do in not only not being violent, but in supporting the economies and doing things that are good in nature. And it is people that do wrong, like this. For example, I give a bad name to Islam and Muslims. And that is very, very unfortunate. And Muslims as a whole, wherever they are, especially in the United States, they abhor any type of violence, whether it is Muslim or non-Muslim, non-Muslim on Muslim, etc., etc. And this has been quite consistent, I would say.
Imam Mehtar is joining us today from the Islamic Society of Greater Salt Lake. And what have been the ramifications for the Muslim community here in our area? I'm blessed with quite a few very dear Muslim friends who are very actively engaged in our society, who are engaged in our business, who are engaged in our philanthropic efforts. And I've talked to some of them privately, but overall, what has the Islamic, the Muslim community within our society here locally, have you felt the effects of these attacks? Prejudice is what I'm talking about.
People in Utah have been very kind to us, and they have been very understanding that Muslims overall are good people, kind people, and they are willing to do the good thing. However, and I hate to bring this up, the media sometimes, however, gives us mixed messages. And on the one hand, Obama, for example, our president, is saying these things must stop and we must ensure that such violence and such evil comes to an end. We support that. We stand by that as Muslims as well. Then you get media reports that come out which create confusion. For example, CBS, NBC takes out a report that says there were three white or three Caucasian males that were part of this. They were wearing military fatigue, and we only find two, where's the third one? They were men. All of a sudden, a woman comes in the picture. So when media gives us conflicting reports, then sometimes Muslims become cynical. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, presents a very bad message to all people. That, like, for example, one report came out, there was a getaway car. It was like a black Impala. On the other hand, when these individuals are apprehended, this male and female who did this crime, It's not a black Impala. It's entirely a different car altogether. So I think the media also should be more responsible in as far as sharing accurate data, so that way it doesn't confuse Muslims and non-Muslims alike.
I think sometimes, and I think you're right, sir, I think sometimes when things are unfolding, and they're unfolding very quickly, and there is mass confusion, and I think especially in the 24/7 news cycle that we are in, where everything is just happening, we have now the technology to make things almost a play-by-play coverage, that things that are not totally factual do get initially reported, but hopefully that's clarified fairly soon. I've been concerned, sir, about the some very fine, decent people that I know. They're starting to buy in on the idea that somehow the teachings of the Quran, somehow that the teachings of Islam are by nature and inherently violent. How do you counter that?
Everything has a situation and context, and I'm glad that you brought it up, because members of the Interfaith Council that I come in contact with all the time, we take part in these discussions. And when someone doesn't like, for example, the LDS faith, then they will find things within the scriptures that promote violence. When people don't like Jews or Christians, or they have an issue with them, then they will say Christianity is filled with violence. My question is very simple to our audience, especially when I speak to Jews, Christians, Hindus, etc. alike. Does your scripture have the word killing? They will say yes. Does your scripture have the word murder? They'll say yes. Islam is no different. In fact, Islam is a continuation. What Muslims believe is the religion of Abraham. It's a continuation of the religion of Moses. It's a continuation of the religion of Jesus, peace be upon them all. So naturally, the words that are found in their scriptures will be found in our scripture as well, in the Quran, whether it is murder, whether it is violence, whether it is love, whether it is peace. It all comes under a certain context upon which we should look at it. As far as Islam itself is concerned, it's like no other, it's like basically every other religion out there. And the issues that we face is no different from other religions. But the central point is this. Yes, there are Muslims that are bad. There are Muslims that are doing evil. And these individuals have to be stopped, just like Christians that may do bad things, LDS folks that may do bad things, just like Jewish folks that may do bad things. Now, each one of these major religions have individuals that take part in a lot of wrong. And just as we want our Muslims to stop in as far as these wrongful actions are concerned, we should also assist our sister religions, so to speak, to ensure that their members will not also go off the limb like how these folks went off.
When you hear some of the individuals who would like to be President of the United States, Donald Trump specifically, and probably paramount in this argument, that somehow mosques like yours should be monitored, that somehow those who follow the Muslim faith should be monitored. What is your reaction to that as a religious leader?
I honestly think when Mr. Trump makes those type of statements, it is done primarily to gain support from individuals that are fearful of Islam. I'm very optimistic regarding America. I firmly believe that everyone is being monitored to some extent or the other, be they Muslim or non-Muslim. I agree with that. And I think that will continue. And I think if he is president, he should continue monitoring each one in a fair manner. However, if it is proven that indeed more evil individuals are going to mosques, then yes, we should focus a little bit more on them. We should try to take out the radical elements from them. As a Muslim, I have no issue with being monitored whatsoever. However, I think the taste that I get from Mr. Trump is, I think what he's saying and what he's meaning is two different things. I think his intention is primarily to play on people's fear, to play on people's sentiment, to win their votes. And I hope that intention gradually will change to ensure that more safety will be given to all groups of people, including Muslims alike.
I certainly appreciate our conversation, and I look forward to having more. And thank you so much for making time available for us today here at KSL.
Thank you very much for having me on as well, and God bless, and I wish you and your audience the very best in this holiday season as well, and I thank you for having me as well.
Thank you so much. Imam Mohammed Mettar of the Khadija Mosque and with the Islamic Society of Greater Salt Lake. I certainly appreciate his time with us here at KSL News Radio.